No.
Let's see.
Got you.
You hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. Top of the morning. Top of the morning, Sammy. So we was having technical difficulties this morning, and we have rectified the problem. It is Wednesday, May 5th, 2021, and you on the morning trip with Suleiman Bey. So how y'all doing out there, man? Glad y'all joined. Just a moment. Okay, so this we got going on this morning, as usual. We'll go through our usual routine. We ain't in no episode. Okay, we'll discuss the unity, improvement of resources, and the credit repair, credit builders. All right. Let me see. The guest calling is 914-205-5502. So if you do want to call in, that is the number. Okay. I may have a guest come through this morning. I'm not sure, but as usual, we just rolling and moving and grooving. So we will get into the word of the day, but I just want to feel the vibe and see how everybody doing. You know, it's been a lot going on and transpiring in my life. You know, a lot of growth, a lot of advancements, you know. So we're going to get into credit repair and credit rebuilder today, a little bit of that. We just go roll and just discuss stuff with the family, man. The stuff we need to know but don't know. You know, and we've been taught to not listen to our own kind, not to like our own self and kind. So it's hard to get information out there. We hard-headed. We stubborn. We set in our ways. So a lot of times, for people who just doing Ramadan this month and familiar with the Quran, in the Quran it says that, how man gets caught up in his ways. So the ways that we talking about is in the ways of the world. So without going into in depth to that, you each understand that within your own self. So I wanted to read something to you today from some literature, the Moorish literature. Then we go into the word of the day, like I said, and it's called New Wine and Old Skin. You guys might be familiar with that. We all grew up in the Bibles, and you will understand the parables of the new wine and old skin. Okay, so when you read the parables in books, and it could come to you different ways from the spirit of discernment. You could understand. You could read something multiple times, and then as you grow and develop in life, that the understanding of that becomes broader, or it has a different meaning, or has a more in-depth meaning, because life is real deep, and we're on the surface. A lot of times, most of us not even on the surface. We really drowning, suffocating. Yeah, we suffocating, you know. We on top of land, breathing water, and suffocating. It's hard. So, it's ones that go through things in our lives, and we have to learn from examples of other people. So that comes from studying. You study people. You study people around you. You study if they're successful or if they're failures. You try to do what they do if they're successful and stay away from doing if they're failure. That's how you learn from somebody else. You can't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself, so you got to be wise enough to look and learn. You know, it's all kinds of stuff out here you can learn from. Animals and everything. Yeah, the seasons tell a story. Yeah, so, you know, we've been real dumbed down, you know. And we had this conversation about the public education. And, you know, hey, I mean, to each his own. But we got to look at our condition. I'm talking to people who call themselves black folks, African Americans. Yeah, people have been ostracized in society. That's who I'm talking to. We've been going to public schools forever. My whole family been in public schools. Everybody been in public school, but I'm seeing what do we have as a collective, and I'm starting with my family first. What do we have as a collective from the education that we have? Even if we've been in universities, what do we have? But we don't have no illiterate people in our families and stuff. What does that say? What does it mean? What do we get a degree for? A degree to what? To who? To who's what? Yeah, what is it doing for us? We got to change the literature, folks. That's what it is. Willie Lynch is in live effect. And if you're not familiar with Willie Lynch, you need to go Google it and look it up. The Willie Lynch Letter, The Making of a Slave. It's a little pamphlet. You read it and you see how you've been dumbed down and made into a dumb old Negro, backhead and mule. Yeah. So that's what this is about. So let me get into this new wine and old skin. It says, Noble Dry Leaf, first and foremost, before I read anything and go into stuff, I don't say it out loud because who am I talking to? The spirit is inside of me. Yeah, so, but for the sake of the audience, you know, I like to read stuff in a good spirit so it can be received. You know, I like to protect myself from evil, from Satan or whatever you want to call it, from evil within, you know, so I can receive. You feel me? Be able to receive and give. You feel me? That's what I do. You know, to protect myself, you feel me? So I read stuff. Some people are scared to venture off and read stuff. I read stuff. I feel that truth knocks out falsehood. That's what it says in the Quran. So, hell, if I'm standing on truth, I'll read anything. And if it don't add up to my being, or if it don't enlighten me or bring me to a higher state, then you know, the proof is in the pudding. All right? New wine and old skin. Noble Dry Leaf came to bring birthright and nationality, nativity, principles to the consciousness of the people for their earthly salvation. He planted a tree with strong roots whose branches have grown. Today, these branches are likened to the younger generation, the children, the fruit of the tree. In fact, Noble Dry Leaf said, this is for the young and yet unborn. The elders can come if they want to. This is what is meant by putting new wine in old skin. Wine is the blood, the new blood. The old skin is the physical bodies who are enslaved to earthly unimportance. Although they know their body and earthly matters will perish, they wish to push these unimportant earthly matters, which lack spiritual completion, onto and into the new wine. The new wine generation is conscious of this, and they know earth is their indigenous mother for their journey and the journey of their progeny. They vow in their psyche and their spirit not to abuse or prostitute Mother Earth. The psyche of the new wine is to honor their mothers and fathers so their days on this earth will be lengthened. They are aware that their bodies, bottles, are the first temple, soul Oman's, soul of man's, which are called Solomon's, temple, built in the darkness, in the silence, with no tools by the grand architect, Mother, in her womb. They know they are the new wine destined to fill the cups that shall runneth over if they seek first the kingdom of heaven, the haven of the mind. Then all else shall come unto them. Alhamdulillah, all praise to the Most High. I believe that, yeah. Yeah, that's right. But seek first the kingdom of heaven, the haven of your mind. And that's where you're going to be free at. Yeah, that's where you're going to be free at. It was something I read here when it was come up in the indigenous mother and the importance of the journey for their journey and the journey of their progeny. Listen, kin folks, because we kin folks, we relatives, we blood. Believe that, young bloods. We is. That's what we is. We relatives. We kin folks. We come from one people. You feel me on this plane right here. And everybody has an inherent right to a piece of this soil. That's a birthright from the divine creator. That's grace, mercy, benevolence. Yeah, everybody. There's no inferior or superior on that. Everybody has that. It's equality. That's justice. That's love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. That's the five-pointed star. where our ancestors got on the flag right there. That's what them points represent. Those are points of light. Yeah, when you say hi, and you throw up the five, people don't know. The high five you're throwing up, that's the high five principles of life. That's what the Morris model, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. The 5 points. Yeah, each one of them points has a degree. Yeah, each one of them points has a degree. So, yeah, 72 degrees makes 360 in a circle, full circle, the seven of life. So I probably today read about, we read about Logo Circle 7, Yahushua, about when he got his logo name. But we're going to still read through, you know, we got to push ahead. But that was all new wine and old skin. So just understanding that you are the temple, and look how society treats the woman. Man, me and my brother was just listening. Well, I was listening to some. I had some music on while I was cooking, and the music is really unacceptable. And I don't get into it a lot. And really, just some people I be around, they just listen to, you know, anything and. I just block it out, but I'm into consciousness, and I don't like the one, people calling the woman B's and H's, and that's because I got nieces and nephews and daughters and stuff. I don't condone that. I used to be young and dumb. When I was young and dumb, I did young and dumb stuff. And that was the boy, people, what his name is, Paul or something, said, yeah, I'm older now, mature now. I do mature grown folk stuff. Yeah, that's what I do now. I do grown folk stuff, man. I'm thinking about progeny. Yeah, I'm thinking about posterity. Yeah, I'm thinking about the generations behind me. Yeah, because every generation before me didn't leave a damn thing. I had to come into a struggle. Right. Yeah, while Ricky Schroeder and them had the silver spoon. Y'all old enough to remember that? Yeah, Ricky Schroeder had the silver spoon. But it's available to everybody. This earth plane is plentiful. Yeah, the Creator made sure that everybody could have enough. You could have one of everything. And that's moderation. Yeah, you can have one of anything in the world, and that's moderation. After that, it's excess. Yeah, you give it to the other people who need it. Okay. And I will wander off into many vineyards, and yeah, I will. And I will come back home. Yeah, I'm full. So the next one I wanted to read to you was Inconstancy. Check this out. We must be able to see the difference between those who will to do and those who will not to do. Because believe me, folks, there's a such thing as willpower. It's your choice. Whatever circumstance you're in, it's your choice. That's your will to do or will not to do. I bear witness to that. And most of it comes from, we die from, as the Bible say, a lack of knowledge. My people perish from a lack of knowledge. We don't know. One of my siblings told me that. He said, hey, bro, I just didn't know. You're trying to tell me something I just didn't know. It's too much for the people out here. They're burning down with the task of being servants. That's what you have never been educated. When we say we educated, okay, what does that mean? We've been trained. That's what property is never educated. Property is trained because we're educated. We would have been well-rounded with different science and principles that go into civilization. Yes, they're going to the uplifting of civilization. We don't have those. We don't have a dress code. We don't have dietary laws. What's going on? Why? That's why we all sick. That's why the women just taking it off and just having little nigglets running around, ain't on nothing, killing each other, using drugs, doped up. We have no principles. We have no unity, no community, common unity in the community. What we do? Even in the families, even in your own families, we got to do better, folks. All we got to do is come together. Pile up. Pile up in the houses. You can't pile up in the house. Put your resources together. Build a trust fund. That's what everything's establishing. So that's what this form is for, to teach us. We got to set up trust. And then that's the key word in there, trust. We don't trust. But we've been taught that from our enemy, not from within. When they threw up that sign, we know that, hey, peace. You see that sign? You threw up that five high? That meant something when you throw that up. Because that's how the Moors salute. Peace, Islam. Assalamu alaikum. They hold up the five. They hold it up. That's a greeting around the world. I don't care what language you speak, but people don't understand where that comes from. That comes from the Moors. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. I mean, my hands, my feet, my tongue, nothing will come against you. It's all under love, truth, peace,